List the Gumshoe Strut. The fix is in, and we'll see what else we got time for. You're locked right here. This is UMFM 101.5 on behalf of the Blonsky M Chaps, and you are tuned in, and you know the rules. Celebrating 8 years on UMFM 101.5. Peace.
Trying to stay positive, but it's a negative world. I stay on top of it. I've been progressing, but the stress has got me lost a bit. I'm trying to stay up on this path, no regrets, cause I ain't living in the past. Get this bag if they offer it. If not, I'm taking it. They wanna lock doors, so I'm breaking it. Finesse them like the Lord, the awakening. Honoring the greats, no mistakes, I was made to win. Taking the cake, thank you all for your patronage. And all your patience, it's a blessing to invade your cribs. Bringing a sound that resounds through the ages. It's something profound, put it down for the pain I've lived. Clowns wanna hate on this, bounce if you ain't official. I ain't afraid to diss you. If there's an issue, let's address it and get back to business. Wanna trip, get dealt with the quickness. You talk it while I live it, you'll never know the difference. The coalition, there's no division. Sticking to our vision, delivering strength and wisdom. Life can be a prison if you're lost in your ways. We're bringing guidance to the people getting caught in a maze. The coalition, there's no division. Sticking to our vision, delivering strength and wisdom. Life can be a prison if you're lost in your ways. We're bringing guidance to the people getting caught in a maze. I'm making music that'll cure confusion and choose a better route. I'm getting out before it's over. Life is better now. I'm betting on myself cause I ain't waiting. Now I'm shedding doubt. Erasing all the hatred that I'm facing when I let it out. Pen it out onto the paper what you afraid about. Speak on it if you believe in it. Just don't leave it out. Please just feel free to speak deeply cause we need more of it. We can be a force to be reckoned with if we sworn to it. I'm more than this, like Roxy Music. You can't stop my movements. Even under lockdown, I'm still a box of fuses. Keeping it lit, defeating the Sith. Like Skywalker in a Parker, I'm just speaking my gift. Keep it brisk for these people that diss, ain't wasting energy. Pen on me like the abyss, you pay the penalty. Settle beef if you persist and I'm too efficient. Built for long missions and driven by cold precision. The coalition, there's no division. Sticking to our vision, delivering strength and wisdom. Life can be a prison if you're lost in your ways. We're bringing guidance to the people getting caught in a maze. The coalition, there's no division. Sticking to our vision, delivering strength and wisdom. Life can be a prison if you're lost in your ways. We're bringing guidance to the people getting caught in a maze.
What we're going to see now is something really sensational.
This is the toughest coalition ever attempted in history.
Then who are you against? They run the inner city, but live in Riverbend. Dropped up in the driveway, picking up the rent. They're too big to fail, but need every little cent. If that's who you're for, who are you against? Money for the bombers, money for the jets. Portage and Maine still a motherfucking mess. They hate the homeless putting spikes on a bench. If that's who you're for, who are you against? Nobody answers our prayers, I ain't acting surprised. They give us none and make a habit of lies. Unemployed addicts, how I'm categorized. And right here in the dirt's where I was radicalized. We on a passenger side, trying to grab at the keys. They laugh and capitalize, grind our bones under heel. Another meat packer dies, another spoke on a wheel. And after feedback and crying, they still say COVID no real. Fill my timeline with chaos, whole lot of Karens. While the trillionaires play off the modern day robber barons. Where the chipmen are basis, it's becoming apparent that owning all of it's a goal and they ain't planning on sharing. Deeming people illegal when downtown is stolen. Cops using closed fists while our hands is open. Plenty overtime for a whiteout moment. When it come to the homeless, find the funds is frozen. They run the inner city, but live in Riverbend. Dropped up in the driveway, picking up the rent. They're too big to fail, but need every little cent. If that's who you're for, who are you against? Money for the bombers, money for the jets. Portage and Maine still a motherfucking mess. They hate the homeless putting spikes on a bench. If that's who you're for, who are you against?
Sonia, and you're listening to the mystical sounds of CJUM 101.5 in Winnipeg.
What's going on, everybody? This is Big McEnroe, a.k.a. Rod Bailey. This is the Peanuts and Corn 30th Anniversary Podcast. We are on episode 40. That is big time news. That is exciting. There's only 13 episodes after this. It's been really fun. I'm ready for it to end. But it has been really fun to work on this week's episode. Today, I am excited to talk about the 18th record on Peanuts and Corn called Druidry by Gruff. There's a lot to talk about today. So much, in fact, that I think I'll tell you up front. I think there's going to have to be a bonus pod because I asked Gruff to send me some thoughts on the songs or on the record, and he did in a big way. He sent me about 25 minutes of material, and even if I edit that down, we're going to be well over our time for this episode. So we're going to talk about probably my four favorite songs, which seem to be his four standout tracks as well. But he has thoughts on some other songs, so we're going to do a bonus episode that will probably drop midweek, Sunday night, something like that. So if you really want to dig deeper into Druidry with Gruff, we can do that. We'll do that for you. But in the meantime, let's get going. So Gruff joined Peanuts and Corn through Fermented Reptile, through Pipsqueak. So I knew Gruff in the 90s. He was a member of a group called Twisted Spirits. Twisted Spirits merged with Freak Show to become Freak Show. They put out Patience, and he was one of the members of that legendary crew. Around the late 90s, I was in a group called Farm Fresh, and so was Pipsqueak. Pipsqueak kind of was over Farm Fresh, and he started to do something else, and he started to work with Gruff. And so they started working together. Of course, they made the legendary record Fermented Reptile. Lots to talk about with that record. But after that record, one by one, we all made solo records. But by this time, I'd moved out to Vancouver. Gruff came out to join me. And this project is a result of that. So I think what's special about this project is that Gruff took the lead, obviously. He wrote all the songs. And so he had some really wild concepts that were able to come through. And I think the production really matched his style. We had some beats that worked well for him that had these sort of dreamy qualities to them, a little bit abstract. I'll get into some of the production styles, but let's, without further ado, let's hear from Gruff about Druidry, and then we're going to hear about the first song that we're going to play. So Gruff's going to talk about Druidry, the project, and then he's going to talk about a song called Awakenings.
So Druidry, wow. I had to think on this again because I got to say that this is a very special project to me. Like, I think it's fair to say that this is probably my favorite project out of all my projects that I've worked on. And it's not just like, oh, these songs are better than that, or it's just the sort of where I was. I really feel it comes out into the songs, where I was mentally and like the things I was thinking about and appreciating. And I think it's safe to say that it's kind of an environmental album. It's obviously personal too, personal thoughts, feelings. But yeah, definitely a lot of nature sort of tracks, right? A lot of appreciation of nature and the environment and like kind of trying to get that message out. Yeah, I gotta say also, so many beats on this I really like. Like I feel intimately connected to. Pretty deep level. Really, everything really seemed to fit really well together. One that that really comes to mind would be Awakening. It's like I had a definite message. I had feeling and story I wanted to get out, but I have to say it also was written in a very stream of consciousness style. A lot of it just seemed to flow out of me, like it was waiting to be let out. So that song is real special to me, Awakening, because it was like exactly what I would want it to be. It's, you know, I wouldn't have been able to tell anybody in the morning like what it is, but it turns into this story which has a very environmental message, a message like to the world in a sense that we need to start thinking about how we treat the world, right? And really great beat. Loved what you did. I think I remember listening to it after and just, it just worked so well that, you know, that might be one of my favorite tracks of all time that I've ever contributed to and worked on. So that's Awakening.
Rushing water, brushing off the remains of sleep like dry leaves in the blush of autumn. Almost forgot the dream from where I was so recently engaged, as members of my household ritualistically began their day. So once assured I could rest on my day off, an inner smile guided me back to that necessary nod off. And once again I became a bottlenose at play, riding amid the waves in a graceful oceanic display on an emotional plane more colorful than crayons, emitting sounds of joy as well as sounds of navigation, using echolocation similar to that of winged mammalian. Searching for some food, I ran into a sea reptilian who said she had mind power, taught to her by the Anunnaki, to speak to my grandfather with technique like a walkie-talkie. Of what she was talking, I knew nothing about, of course, but as she spoke, I felt vibrations indicating a greater source than I ever experienced. Curious, I urged her to continue learning of this water world I thought I knew, and matters of my destiny, presenting these thoughts anew. The last thing she said was, "Do not fear death, as it would only take me through." Do not fear death? Then suddenly, as if on cue, a dark cloud was moving near me, and the ancient one's eyes grew wide, and I knew that I must hurry, moving quickly. I hardly had enough time to gasp. As I glanced back, the sight of a fading turtle was my last. Swallowed by the cloud, though I could still feel her presence. Trying to figure out what it all meant seemed so senseless, but endless the ocean was not, so I knew this thing I'd see again. Do not fear death, she said. Inside my soul, those words would never end.
The
will never end. Then I awoke to the sound of careless chatter. As the clock radio beside my bed took a dagger to my subconscious, tearing dreams to shreds, I shook my head, trying to remember what adventures I partook and why I felt like something entered my heart and soul, like I had shared my deepest secrets. But I just couldn't recall where I'd gone or what I'd seen. Then reaching for the radio switch, my heart skipped a beat when the words "ocean tanker" pulled my ear into his speech. On a coral reef, it seems a tanker ship got caught while cruising. Damage is hauling from it, poured a chemical solution, a deadly pollution not intended for consumption, but into the living water poured this dark cloud of obstruction. How strange it felt for me to be so deeply affected, even though a love for Earth I had already accepted. I couldn't help but feel a pain more sharply directed, marking some unexpected connection. The word "selective" were "do not fear death." It was an entrance to my memory. Do not fear death. It was an exit for an entity. Do not fear death. The words made sense, and yet they didn't. Do not fear death, she said.
Awakenings, that's off Druidry, an amazing song. Just an amazing song. I mean, I gotta say, like, the production on this album, obviously it's got a sound, but also there's a, I don't know, it was like a record of destiny. Some of the stuff that fit together should not have fit together, and it did. It just made it amazing. And I give you the example, that Dreamscape, there's this break, this that happens at the end of each verse going into the chorus. It's the kind of thing that shouldn't have worked in 2001. In 2001, I was making beats with a Mac. I didn't have Ableton Live or anything yet, so time stretching and time pitching, pitch and time kind of controls were extremely limited. So you could change the pitch of something, but it would change the speed for 100%. So to get two things to fit together, you had to kind of be lucky, or you had to do a lot of chopping, but mostly lucky. And so a song like that, where I made that song Dreamscape with this like dreamy piano, and then found this other part that do 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 do, and had that fit, was remarkable. It's just dumb luck. Like, you know, you can only hope for that to happen. Now I can make almost anything fit anything, almost, not quite. But then that was something that just was lucky. I feel like there's a lot of that kind of luck happening on this record. So this record just fell into place with some of the production, some of the songwriting, a lot of great stuff. Let's get into some more Gruff. I want to talk about another song. Let's talk about the hit song. So the song is called The Plants. So what happened is Gruff sent me about 20 minutes of dialogue about Druidry, and he forgot to talk about The Plants. So here is Gruff. So then he sent me another file to talk about The Plants, because obviously that is a pretty important song for him, for Peanuts and Corn, for this record. It's a crazy subject in that when we played live, everyone would go crazy. Like, this beat is hard, obviously, and he just sort of did something amazing with it. Let's listen to what Gruff has to say about The Plants.
I think I forgot to talk about my freaking jam, my big hit, The Plants. I have to mention this. It was a fun beat. I remember, like, just sitting at my parents' place and writing that out, thinking about plants, how much I enjoy them. I'd been reading a little bit of the book, The Secret Life of Plants. So some of the notions and ideas in there and scientific experiments led me to further thinking about plants and like what they mean to human lives and lives of all creatures on this planet. And yeah, I wrote that one out pretty much one sitting. You got that beat, you wrote the beat a little more around the lyrics, and damn, yeah, I love that track. It came together real nice. Doing that song live was like some of my happiest moments of the early 2000s there. Got a lot of positive feedback from people about that song. Maybe it's partly just that people can relate. People can relate to enjoying, liking, and knowing plants.
Okay, that's gruff on the plants. I'm going to play the song, but I did want to point something out. One trick I was doing a lot on this record was taking a sample and then using it at two different speeds. I did this a lot on this record. When I listened to the record, start to finish a few times this week, I was like, oh, I did it again and again. So an example of that is the bass line for the plants. So obviously there's the bells where he does the hook, the ding, 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 ding. That's like, that's its own sample. But then there's a bass line that comes in when he raps. And if you hear, then I change the pitch of the bass line and it's the same bass line. So basically like there's a pitch and there's a pitch down and it comes back up and the bass line changes speed as a result. But because it's so chaotic, it just sort of works and the drums are super energetic. So you could pretty much get away with it. But this is something I did on this record a lot where I would take a sample again and pitch it up a fifth or down a fifth and mesh it on top of each other. I was doing that trick a whole lot on this record. So I wanted to point that out. This is The Plants by Gruff.
Read your mind, and then some. Ever try connecting a lie detector to a philodendron to think of strange thoughts, but not speak a word? The more familiar the herb, from any blocks you could be heard. No one can merge without the power to observe the unified field from which they see the words before they're heard. Ever see a herd of trees crawling beneath clay and soil, singing in symphonies that pre-writ the human toil? Uprooted, they boil in agony, in tune to tragedy. Neighboring trees cry fear. How many ears pierce the apathy so exhibiting among us? Dancing to beats that drumless, they tug us with a rope tied with psilocybic fungus. The tribe that brung us customs and cultures from life to death. Try taking a breath of oxygen without feeling the effects of the plants. They adopted the human seed and prompted many others, becoming mothers of earth, bursting with beauty undiscovered, pursuing tranquility, quiet virtuous wisdom through the humility. Gifts given have been of interest. Medicine of tradition has almost entirely been comprised of those botanical lives, fending off our own demise. Modern pharmaceuticals have become more suitably disguised from the plants that feed your eyes with taste buds to tantalize. The plants have tried and try again, they try to harmonize. Ask George Washington Carver, who sang to his garden why. The voice of the tiniest living things as significant as the largest size. The plants, they pardon our weakness, give us uniqueness, an opportunity to take part in life's completeness. I'm talking about the plants. That's right, I said the plants. I'm talking about the plants. That's right, I said the plants. You don't recall who sheltered you when you were just a child. You don't recall who fed you Homo sapien when you were wild. You don't recall who made the air so pure and clean. You don't recall but got the nerve to sit right in between. Who protected your weak, vulnerable body when you were naked, walking through the trees, appearing much less godly? You don't recall, you don't recall, you don't recall, you don't recall what I do. It was the plants. Talking about the plants. That's right, I said the plants. The motherfucking plants. The plants. The plants. I'm talking about the plants. The plants. The plants. That's right, I said the plants. I'm talking about the plants. You know I said the plants.
All right, that's The Plants by Gruff. If you did check out the bonus episode we did for summer 2002, we did a remix of The Plants that was on that. Super fun to listen to that. It's a pretty much a different beat. And that original beat was made in early 2001. I made a mixtape of a whole bunch of beats, like 25 beats. I sent them to Joe Pip and Gruff, and that beat was on there for Gruff to use, and he did amazing things with it. So that was exciting. Okay, so next we're going to talk about another one of our mutual favorite tracks on this album. Gruff and myself, when he highlighted what tracks that he thought were the standouts, I have to agree. This song is called Amongst the Trees. Let's hear what Gruff has to say about it.
Another one, Amongst the Trees, not in as much of an intense way, but also environmental message, but not really written like that was the point of it, really. It was like the point of it was about an experience. It was about what that experience meant to me. And the experience was a hike in the woods, right? And it was just really special to me. And I don't remember writing that one as clearly, but I do remember that it was mostly one take as well, like one day writing, like sitting down and just sort of putting it together. And like I said, it was based on a real experience, a hike. So it was really like just me reflecting on that hike and writing down what I felt and putting it in rhyme form. Chill, it was both chill and laid back, but it was also, you know, active, like as nature is always quietly moving. And so there's this nice chill, but like always like progressive movement through the track. And I think, again, the beat worked great with the lyrics, and so it's definitely just one of my favorites on the album.
And cronies, men who remember the good old days when life was closer to nature.
It was not unlike the numbness of the sunset, resting its rays on my face, engulfing this heavy gaze as a future of many days looked back into my eyes, staring into the forest like I was Lord of the Flies. But I ain't mortified, I'm overjoyed as I override thoughts of the city and the stress that gets me fried. Just let my mind's eye relax and open up as I make tracks. Down the trail I sail, I'm surrounded by nature. The air is cool and fresh, the smell of cedar reforms my labor as I savor the soft sounds. In my solitude there's no substitute, and I'm humble too as the thick tread of my boot nearly crushes a cluster of red mushrooms. Now the underbrush hushes at my clumsiness, and I suddenly wish to stand still, view life from a new frequency, and let nothing go unseen. Let my thoughts root deep into the soil for nourishment, so I halt and let my patience exalt without discouragement.
Just the top of trees.
Within minutes, Gray Jay and Chickadee make my heyday, foraging on the ground a few feet from where I'm found. Then my soul became inflated when greeted by the pleated, tapping a tree trunk for grub. Now this was what I needed. Yes, now I felt the oneness with the sunset and with all, viewing life with a new sight, becoming immersed in its call. Awed by the intricacy, intrigued by the simplicity, and inside I felt that nothing was missing to me. We were in balance, no longer individuals who challenge each experience with resistance. If it were music, it was like grooving to inner visions without moving. Sounds difficult, but you could get used to it. But the truth is, it's hard to explain to you or anyone just how I felt that day as I merged with my excursion that morning in the white shell. It might well have been similar to some religious experience, like kneeling in your temple, speaking to your God and learning its lessons. Well, let here be my temple, and let the one spirit, the breath of many, the one voice, a variety of sounds, one life with its ups and downs, a variety of relationships interconnected, a symbiotic neighborhood respected.
Jump the top of the
trees. And cronies, men who remember the good old days when life was closer to nature.
Once we had this album recorded, Gruff came out to my place. I lived in Marpole in South Vancouver. And he came to my place and recorded. He stayed for like a week. And once the album was recorded, we started to finish the beats. And then I went to the library down, I believe it was the downtown library in Vancouver, and rented all these, or borrowed all these VHS tapes, documentary stuff, and got this one VHS documentary. I think it was about the Rocky Mountains or something. And that voice you hear, the N Cronies, that narrator is just the best. And I used that on Ice Age or Age of Ice. I used it there. And I swear I wish I could find that documentary. I can't remember what it was called, but it was about the Rocky Mountains. It had the illest music. And I would really like to find that documentary. Okay, let's talk to Gruff about the final song that we're going to talk on this particular episode. But like I said, we're going to do a bonus episode because there's so much more to break down from Druidry. Amazing record. Here we have Gruff talking about Chosen for You.
One more I guess I could mention is Chosen for You. Chosen, as I often do, I wrote basically a spoken word poem. That's something I dabbled in and really enjoyed doing. And it was cool because you basically wrote the beat to the poem. And you did that. We just like recorded the poem a cappella, and then you did the beat around that and over that. And I think it worked out really great. I was always like super happy with that. And that was a poem, you know, is one of those ones where I kind of, I remember feeling, let's just say, particularly worked up that day. So I remember writing it, feeling like it was hard to get a point across. And then I went home and I like sat and wrote straight through a little commentary on like society's design being designed, you know, long before so many of us were breathing and setting foot on the soil. Again, the environmental idea is still in the back there because it's like, what's the result of all these choices that have shaped society?
All right, let's take a listen to Chosen for You. I will say that this was one of those things that just came together. He recorded a cappella. I built the beat after the fact. For the most part, he had his own natural rhythm that just worked with this beat. So let's check this out. This is Chosen for You, Gruff.
Could it be innocent enough? Each conflict I've encountered, just look inside our mind and see just who received the program. I'm bleeding slow, man, soaking up beams from a frozen screen, which blocks most free thought caught between. This man's good intentions are in different dimensions, see. So I stretch my context to sketch the smallest grain of my perspective. No detective need dig too far, 'cause the doors are often left ajar. And as the cold wind of denial rushes in and brushes past my stale air of vanity, once clinging to my sanity, but now tragically exposing the scars of humanity, the stars are vanishing from those heavenly skies of perfection, leaving behind the rank smell of a stank hell of deception, jolting through memories like a hard steel weapon. That's what'll leave them trembling. Fuck those good intentions. Well, why then? Why in the midst of this final cry, as the voice of the dwindling remainder, who knows this whole earth has become in danger? Don't you know that's the hand of man? Don't you know as our tools are fossil fuels and EMFs pressing on like labored oxen, the greater fox will drop from toxins, using plastics, food production, and cotton. And as the trees of life are dropping, we still can't stop shopping, matching crops with its genetical chemical. I think I can hear the harp play. It's incredible, the tune of damage to chew this planet like scraps to the dog outside. No wonder that's how the thunder claps on cue. Encore, encore, the crowd goes wild. As some stupid fuck sends 40 pounds of plutonium on a cruise through the millennium, going to the highest stream of trillion life forms on the once green Gaia, who seem unamused or just too confused after being used and controlled by a chosen few. Chosen by who? Chosen by you? Chosen by you or me? No, no, hell no, it can't be. It can't be that same sea of faces which pass each day trying to find their places. Raised on TV while machinery traps us. Raised on the dollar bill that's soon to be cashless. And microwaves that surround and attract us, from cell phones to fast food. And then it's income taxes and even more taxes for every breath of life who tries to survive on what they can capitalize. It can't be.
Child, or is it Rothschild or Rockefeller? Wasted on Jason's society, building leaders on masonry. Please tell us who chose these cities so packed yet so distant? Who chose these laws that put so many of us in imprisonment? Who chose this education teaching us how to be blind as we grow up in a world where we can hardly choose our own mind? So who chose this system? No one really fits in. Shifting through layers of distraction from the get-go. On a mission, the human race picks up speed like it's techno. As the mighty selfish grip of technology won't let go. Till this voice is silenced. Voice is silenced, and there will never, ever, ever be no echo.
All right. That is chosen for you. That is Gruff. Amazing, amazing track. The lyrics are just insane. It's so good. So inspirational. What a good writer. Like, the abstract stuff, I mean, I love the abstract stuff, but that is not abstract. That is very direct. That is like society and our place in it and questioning it with much force. And I love it. I thought that was amazing. Let's get some final thoughts from Gruff on Druidry before we say goodbye, but like I said, there will be a bonus.
You know, I don't think I would change a single thing on that album. You know, like I couldn't have planned it better if I could have planned it, and I didn't plan it, but it just seemed to work anyways. I mean, we just worked well together at that time, coming out there and recording. I believe most of it was written before I went out there, but I think we had a couple tracks that we were still fixing a little bit, so that was good too.
All right, I want to thank Gruff so much for taking the time to give me his thoughts on the record. I really appreciate that. His work on this record is unbelievable, like I said. I think Hopeless is a great record as well, and a little more underrated. This dropped at just the right time for us. We're just starting to really get an audience around the world, and people were checking for us in a big way. And so people paid attention to this particular record. The timing was just right, and it was a great record for people to try out, connect with, and they did. And so we did very well with this record, and it's something that I'm personally extremely proud of. I know Gruff is as well, and it represents, you know, it's definitely one of the top 10, top 5 releases on Peanuts and Corn, I think. Thank you for listening. This is Peanuts and Corn 30th Anniversary Podcast. Next week, we're going to get into another crazy record, Factory Seconds. I'm hoping to get some different guests because this is a compilation. We had all kinds of stuff going on with Factory Seconds. So we'll talk to you soon. Thank you. Good night. What is going on, everybody? This is Big McEnroe, a.k.a. Rod Bailey. This is the Peanuts and Corn 30th Anniversary Podcast. Today, we are on episode 39. We're talking about the 19th release on Peanuts and Corn Records, which is called Pipskid Money Matters. It is the first 7-inch single that was released on Peanuts and Corn Records. It was intended to start a series of 7-inches that would be basically Pip, then John Smith, then Gruff, then McEnroe, then Yai, and everybody in between. But unfortunately, it was only a 2-release series. We did Pipskid's Money Matters, we did John Smith's High Arctics, and then we ran out of money, and we stopped doing vinyl. Nonetheless, this is the first record in that series. It's a really fun release. It is a 4-song 7-inch. Each 7-inch single has about 5 minutes per side, so we maximize that by putting 2 songs per side, and the songs are not very long, so I'm going to have to do a lot of talking to fill up this podcast episode because there's only 10 minutes of music. Luckily, my good friend Pipskid did take the time to listen to Money Matters for the first time in a long time and send me his thoughts. So let's get right to it. Let's hear what Pip has to say initially about Money Matters.
Money Matters, EP, 7-inch, 45 RPM. Again, when I listen back on this, for the most part, I have too many syllables. I have too many things to say. If you could mix that me with this me, who's tired as fuck and worn out all the time, I would have less syllables and I would have probably been hitting. Figure out a way better way to say the same thing with not so many fucking words. On this album, I still am, a lot of my records. I was angry at capitalism and what it was doing to the world and me and the people around me. And I just didn't have the language to call it what it was. So I was trying to relate on personal experiences, about being fucked over all the time. And being broke sucks. Sucked then, sucks now.
All right. Thanks, Pip. As usual, he is glass half empty with his art. I don't disagree. When you listen to this record, I think there is a lot of syllables, and he does jam it in, especially this first track. Let's have a listen to Dink at the Bank. This song is fast, so you can understand. You have to write it a certain way, and it's tricky. It was a tricky beat that I built for him to do Dink at the Bank. Here it is. This is Dink at the Bank, first track on Money Matters. Track and I threw it in Traktor, which is some DJ software to kind of auto detect, and it's 102 point something BPM. That's very fast. So that is Dink at the Bank. I think it's a good song, but it is too fast. He has too many syllables. The beat is not mixed that well. You know, it's not my favorite song on this record, but it is worth listening to. Let's have a little bit more from Pip about the song.
A funny one that jumped out to me in Dink at the Bank is the Dr. Kadambi name drop, which was like a doctor in Winnipeg who was, I was at his house all the time because I was dating a girl who was best friends with his daughters. Super weird name to drop.
I believe Pip said Winnipeg, but he meant Brandon. Dr. Kadambi was in Brandon. And it is a very strange name drop. Something about school supplies being stolen or something. I don't understand. Yeah, so listening to Dink at the Bank, definitely that Pipskid energy and the precursor to some further Pipskid stuff that would happen later with not so much Funny Farm, but certainly when he got into tens of dollars. Banking and the hatred of banking has been a theme throughout his years. And I think this is one of the first ones, first tracks where he kind of went in that direction after Friends Forever. I don't recall a song like that on Friends Forever. The next song on the record, I think, is a little bit more of being in Pip's wheelhouse and my wheelhouse as far as the beat. This song is called Math. There's a hook in the song that probably was just generated with a voice text-to-speech thing on my computer where it says 2 + 2 = 5, which is a famous reference to 1984. Obviously, if you've read the book 1984, there's the bit of math saying. However, back in the day, I had some kind of a pass in the late 90s, probably maybe I worked at Manitoba Telecom or something, and I had a pass to get into the building. It was just like one of those fobs, a key card. And I believe in small text, it said 2 + 2 = 5. It was like some Big Brother shit on a security system, and it kind of messed me up, and I showed Pip, and it messed him up and was an influence on us. So let's check out this track, Math, Pipskid from Money Matters.
Does not convey the truth, it's all sleaze. In the lab, splicing seeds with cash to breed trees. And if you're out making legit counterfeits, drill, I wanna chill like large piece. So get at me, killer, hit me on the new age. Two-way in a lucid dream. In the name of Mother Nature, we gon' get that cream. And the money ain't clean, it's filthy just like my rhyme. Numbers and time are clever partners in crime. Removing us so far from a natural setting, then brag about it in the front page. Business paper heading, producer surplus, and give us large quantities of math as a scheme used against us by technology. It's simple, all you gotta do is carry the two. Yeah. But I don't carry shit, 666 like Gangsta Boo. Yeah. Let me give you a clue, I don't like math. Yeah. And your solar powered help you later drown in the bath. Teaching staff may think that I got ADD, but what they're teaching us is poison just like BBD. I'm anti-math unless it's adding on my currency. Upset at the state of how my wallet looks currently. Arithmetic repulses me, measure the whole slab. Mapping out your property, hoarding on what you have. Put this in that, equal that and this. Pass me the compass, cause I'ma stab my wrist. Put this in that and that and this. Pass me the map and then this.
2 + 2 = 5. Man, 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 2 + 2 = 5.
It's a dope beat. I think that whale sounding song, it's not whale sounds, but it kind of sounds like whale sound thing that comes in. I think I use that somewhere else too. I think I might have used that more than once. I'm not sure. Let's hear some more Pip on math.
Pass me the pass. Okay. The pass me the compass line in the math song is absolutely inspired by a kid in grade 6 who, in the middle of class, attacked another kid with his compass. He jumped up on the desk and came down and stabbed it in the kid's leg. And that the compasses back then definitely had a like the cheap, shitty ones that most people would have had a safety valve in them, so to speak, where when there's any pressure put on the needle, it would just pop up into the piece of metal and it was gone forever. Anyway, he did that. He came down on the kid's leg, and then when the teacher, he was freaking out. When a teacher came at him to try and apprehend him, he took the compass or maybe whatever, something else, maybe a pencil, whatever. He tried to stab his wrists like he was going to end it all instead of being taken by the authorities.
All right. So now you know the story behind the compass line at the end of the verse. One of my favorite, there's a lot of really good lines in this song. One of my favorite is, "You gotta carry the two, but I don't carry shit. 666 like gangsta boo." That's dope. And also, where I could see Pip being in math class and they're like, "You gotta carry the two," and he'd be like, "I ain't gonna carry shit," because that's the kind of guy he is and was. Okay, let's hear a little bit more from Pip about the cover of the Money Matters 7-inch.
Jay LaPere, who did a bunch of my videos, would have lent me a giant coffee table book, I would think, that, or maybe he must have given it to me, because Bank Heist song is for sure influenced by the stories I would have read in that book, and the cover was cut out of that book. So I wouldn't have cut a picture out of a book that he just lent me.
All right. So
I wasn't that much of an asshole.
That was kind of in the days when I could get away with kind of doing whatever with covers. Now, if you just took a whole image out of a book and made it into a cover with no permission, I probably wouldn't do that now. I probably wouldn't. Maybe, but probably not. Okay, let's check out this next track. This is the third track, the first song on side B of the 7-inch. And I think Pip said it was at 45, but I believe that this particular 7-inch was mastered and meant to be played at 33 RPM. I believe that was the case because you got more time, and all we wanted to do was cram as much time into each of these formats as we could. So we got a 12-inch and it was like 15 minutes a side, we would fill it. We got a 7-inch, 5 minutes aside, fill it. And then, of course, CDs. 74 minutes? Absolutely. Let's make a 74-minute album. We did that. All right, let's check out this song. This song's called Being Broke. I remember sampling, I believe this samples a movie. Maybe Seven Samurai or some Kurosawa movie. I think that's what this samples. Let's check this out.
I thrive on misery. Nobody wants to talk about pain and suffering. Everybody wants everything to be nice and civil. Well, okay then. Let's be nice. Let's be civil.
What's up with Pip's skin when I come into your crib? Hot sauce down the front of my shirt like baby bib. A broken rib has me hunching an endorphin rush. Romantic crush on the violent side of life made me blush. Leaving valentines around my pad, sent to myself. With one finger on a trigger trying to gag up a rough. So the wealth brought up, the only food left in the place. Before I eat that puke again, I guess I better say grace. So money, I'd like to thank you for buying my beer. Cause rolling out of bed without you around is what I fear. Walking fast, pencil half sticking out my ear. Victim of reality, television right here. Fuck your program director and your marketing team. There will be no more excuses, nothing left is extreme. Even if I plunge at you in front of your mom, it's not hostile. There's a positive yellow, happy face on my calm is awful. And it off you on certain days for a banknote. Why? Cause I ain't with being broke. Checking my bum hip, one wimpy grip, and I'm squeezing a stress ball. While getting lunch at the mall, I'm all food court, brown uniform, and no action. Bust a gear like no stuff in my shoes, ain't got no traction. What I gotta do? Fake a wedding to get paid? How much weed will you give me for the food processor and trade? Raid the buffet in public, bulletin boards out looking for cats and dogs. And people offer rewards. It's the gold front
sometimes I cost more cause my teeth are bent. Autumn invisibility, 2 months late on the rent. All my friends got a secret knock, sneaking around. Only way I'm coming through is finding money on the ground. It's like my lottery, and this shit just ain't no joke. Why? Cause I am with being broke. I'll kill you, but not myself. 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 I'll kill you, but not myself.
Money, I've got to get my hands on some.
I'm with being broke.
Hands on some.
I'm with being broke.
Song. That's a good song. There's a lot of funny lines. Like his punch in, I can imagine recording it and him leaving out a line and then going, "That I stole from San Francisco! That I stole from San Francisco! While getting drunk at the mall," or whatever he says. Funny stuff. That's a funny, funny track. I Ain't With Being Broke. You know, a lot of times he would do something and I'd be like, do I gotta put this out on my label where he's doing a hook that says, "I'll kill you, but not myself. I'll kill you, but not myself." Like, not my first choice. I'm like, okay, I guess. And we put it on a 7-inch, and it was dope. It was dope. Okay, so let's hear a little bit more from Pip about the recording of Money Matters.
Another thing that comes to mind with EP is that I remember Rod being in town from Vancouver and leaving on the day we recorded, me scrambling to finish these songs. I definitely, like usual, wasn't ready. And I remember sitting in George Samoleski's living room early in the morning when no one was up in the house, George being the drummer in Propagandhi, and writing Math in its entirety, and then also probably the last two verses of Dink at the Bank and maybe the chorus in about an hour. I remember just like scrambling all that together and then rushing out to go meet Rod somewhere or be picked up by Rod to record in probably an hour.
Okay, and then here's one more little thought about from Pip about this last song. The last song is called The Heist. So obviously it's a fantasy about getting money. So here's just a last thought on this, and then we're going to hear the song The Heist.
And you know, I was definitely dreaming of like some sort of victimless crime. I would have never, but you know, you can only dream.
I love all these folks and their elderly jokes. The retirement offered life only as a hoax. The tourist inside of me is here to sightsee. Slightly ahead of your time, you shine so brightly. I might be renting that place that sits up on the hill. Blending if they move, move, otherwise stand still. What a great neighborhood, lots of distance, nice and quiet. Real serious with the landlord, he's thinking that I might buy it. You have a beautiful townstead, somewhere to feel safe. Safe so the world can't get up in your face. And who could have known that in a short half a year you'd be telling news reporters you didn't think it could happen here. So without being watched, I studied and watched. My friends are professionals, nothing here could be botched. And this weekend would mark the hardest work we've ever done. Best time we've ever had, getting rich and having fun.
Getting rich and having fun, y'all. Getting rich and having fun. Getting rich and having fun, y'all. Getting rich and having fun. Getting rich and having fun, y'all. Getting rich and having fun.
Safety deposit boxes as common as medicine. Like David Letterman, we run the late night behind
find the worker's only sign. With the flashlight, hold the hash pipe while converting the safe to drop top. Smiling as I alter the frequency to the cop shop. This joint's been cased. Plastic explosives, pump bass. Readjust the camera, slightly shy about my face. Race the calendar, quick like to keep up to Sunday. Got a house picked out, put a boat on the Bay of Funday. Come Monday, the insurance companies will shit their pants. Catching us don't have a chance. We took the people's advance. All kinds of detectives and wiretaps dizzy behind us, but they're just wasting taxpayer money trying to find us. Those remaining golden years, people spoke of a charming man who had the perfect plan, left with all your savings in a rental van.
Getting rich and having fun, y'all. Getting rich and getting rich and having fun. Getting rich and having fun, y'all. Getting rich and getting rich and having fun. Getting rich and having fun, y'all. Getting rich and getting rich and having fun.
What have we got? That song's called The Heist. I love that song. That song is great. Beautiful beat. And then you've got the hook with Smitty. Sounds great. Getting rich and having fun, y'all. Some good lines. Lines that jump out of me. He says, put a boat on the Bay of Fundy, which is always good to name drop the Bay of Fundy. Also, he says, insurance companies will shit their pants. That's good, too. Yeah, I like that song a lot. I like the CP quite a bit. It's quite funny. And you know, it's pretty dope. It sure is fun to listen to, and he says funny things. So it's good times. Let's have some more thoughts from Pip to kind of sum it up. Another great episode.
Yeah, as a final point with this, it was very exciting as an indie artist to have a 7-inch made. It felt like having a 7-inch, like in some weird, stupid way, you'd made it. That was definitely like part of the punk rock part of me. Yeah, having a 45 was like, it was so cool. And then being on tour with them, all these like young kids would come to the table and be like, what kind of weird CD is this and how do I play it? it was that era. I don't know. It's like, I just wish that I'd used less syllables. I would have sounded way better. Math actually probably sounds best because I'm late. I'm laying in the cut in math, probably because Rod was picking me up in a half hour and I needed to write something quick, so I wasn't able to use so many fucking words. All right.
Thank you, Pippi B. Skid, for taking the time to give us your thoughts, to listen to the record, and to give us your thoughts on it. It was a lot of fun. Some funny things. Yeah, just to sum it up again, it was pretty fun to put out 7 inches. Very exciting at the time. We pressed, I don't know, like, I think I might have pressed 500 of the first one and probably 500. 500 Pip 7 inches of 500 John Smith 7 inches. I still have copies 20 something years later. So not exactly a gangbuster success, but a lot of fun to put out. And he makes reference to the fact that 7 inches were pretty influential for us coming up in the indie and punk rock world. 7 inches were super cool in Winnipeg with bands that would put out